This upcoming newscast is being brought to you now by the Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe, and also by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were all baked while you slept. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Shelters in Pigeon proudly revealed the first of their upgraded blessing box stands, resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron School's wood shop, these stands blend education and community service. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project is gaining momentum with support by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. You can view the Thumb Blessing Boxes Facebook page for a complete list of Thumb Area Blessing Boxes. And another local and regional news. The Gagetown man convicted of assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle was sentenced to a year in the Huron County Jail on Monday. The incident occurred on July 1st around 3 p.m. during a heated altercation reported by an Owendale convenience store clerk. Eric George Wensko, a 61-year-old, aggravated the situation by retrieving a wooden stick from his car and repeatedly striking the victim before both parties left the scene. The Michigan State Police troopers responded, leading to charges being filed by the prosecutor's office. After a one-day trial at the Huron County 52nd Circuit Court on March the 6th, Wensko was found guilty by a jury of assault with a dangerous weapon and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent for assaulting his former girlfriend's son with a shovel handle. On April the 29th, Judge Prill sentenced Wensko to 365 days in the county jail with 0 days of credit served, with work release also being an option. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll be back with a look at your national and international news right after this. Riding along in my automobile.
Get 1.9% 36-month financing on select Chevy models or 2.9% 72-month financing on Chevy Silverado crew cabs at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out a 2024 Chevy Traverse Limited 3LT all-wheel drive with a 310-horsepower engine, heated leather seats, 7-passenger seating, and more, only $40,765. Lease it as low as $442 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2024 Chevy Silverado crew cab for 4x4 with a 100,000-mile warranted 310-horsepower TurboMax engine, heated seats, trailering package, and more, only $48,095. Lease it as low as $371 a month. Lease prices based with $2,000 down on a 36-month, 12,000-mile-per-year lease. So find new roads with a new Chevrolet from the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to FlanneryAutoMall.com.
Cruising and playing the radio. No particular place to go.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Dozens of protesters have taken over a building at Columbia University in New York, barricading the entrances and unfurling a Palestinian flag out of a window in the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war. Video footage showed protesters on Columbia's Manhattan campus locking arms in front of Hamilton Hall early Tuesday and carrying furniture and metal barricades to the building. Demonstrators are sparring over the Israel-Hamas war, as well as its mounting death toll, and the number of arrests at campuses nationwide is now approaching 1,000. Some Jewish students have begun to say the protests have started to veer into anti-Semitism. And another national and international news. Donald Trump's hush money case resumes Tuesday with testimony from Gary Farrow, a banker who helped Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen open up accounts. Cohen used one of those accounts to buy the silence of porn performer Stormy Daniels. She alleged a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump, which he continues to deny. For his part, the former president has been campaigning in his off moments, but is still required to be in court when court is in session. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net.
Fresh baked donuts, cookies, cinnamon rolls, breads, bagels, croissants, cupcakes, and turnovers. Custom baked birthday and wedding cakes. What do they all have in common? At Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, year-round, they were fresh from the oven just a few hours ago. Murphy's excels at fresh baked custom cakes and other special baked goods for any holiday or special occasion. As the home of Murphy's on-site catering connection, they offer a variety of menu choices for any gathering. You name the type of event and they can custom cater it. For more information about their catering services, visit murphysbakeryba.com. That's murphysbakeryba.com. Or call 989-550-7464. That's 989-550-7464. Because of their popularity, it's never too early to book Murphy's Catering Connection for your special event. Murphy's Bakery and Murphy's Catering Connection in downtown Bad Axe.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Tuesday, April the 30th of 2024. Jordan Miller, age 20, of Elkton, passed away at home surrounded by his loved ones on Friday, April the 26th. Funeral services for Jordan Miller will be on Wednesday, May 1st at noon at the Evangelife Church Assembly of God in Bad Axe. Burial will follow in the Colfax Township Cemetery with visitation held on Tuesday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kindy, and then again on Wednesday from 11 a.m. until the time of service at noon at the church. And Joyce Ann Miller, age 72, of Caseville, passed away on April the 26th at her daughter's home near Baltimore. A celebration of Joyce Ann Miller's life will be at the Hayes United Methodist Church of Pigeon on Sunday, May 19th at 2 p.m. The Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, please consider a memorial donation to Hayes United Methodist Church or to the Caseville Historical Society in Joyce Miller's name. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by the Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And also by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were all baked while you slept.